Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari.
To Maddie Westbelt, Marshall outside. Marshall one dribble, out to Citron, right wing! The three-pointer is good! Sonia Citron has a dozen!
That's Sean Stiers on the Notre Dame Radio Network. The Notre Dame women are again moving on to the Sweet 16 after beating Ole Miss yesterday, 71-56. It's the third time in as many years and 20th Sweet 16 berth in the program's history. The Irish's Big Three led the way. Maddie Westbelt dropped 20 points in an NCAA tournament game for the second time in her career. Hannah Hidalgo had 19 points. Sonia Citron put up her first double-double of the season with 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. They head to Albany later this week for a matchup against Oregon State on Friday at 2:30, with the winner meeting either South Carolina or Indiana in the Elite Eight on Sunday. You'll be able to hear that game Friday starting at 2:15 on Live 99.9. Utah women's basketball coach Lynn Roberts said her team experienced a series of racial hate crimes after arriving at its first NCAA tournament hotel and was forced to change hotels during the event for safety concerns. Roberts revealed what happened after Utah lost to Gonzaga in the second round of the women's NCAA tournament last night. Roberts didn't go into detail but said there were several incidents that happened last Thursday after the team arrived in the area for the tournament that were disturbing the traveling party to the point there were concerns about safety. Roberts said the NCAA and Gonzaga worked to move the team after the first night. A $15 million fieldhouse is coming to Penn High School. The PHM Board of School Trustees approved the project at a meeting last night. The winning bid went to Fanning Howie Architecture, who said its bid was under budget. The new fieldhouse will be 80,000 square feet with a 200-meter indoor track, 4 basketball courts, and will be able to host most of Penn's sports programs. The controversial hip drop tackle is now officially banned in the NFL. Yesterday, the owners voted to outlaw the defensive move, which is defined as grabbing the runner with both hands or with both arms, and unweighing himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. The penalty for doing this will now be 15 yards and an automatic first down. Statistically, the NFLPA says this particular tackle resulted in an injury rate 20-25% higher than other tackles, which led the league to taking action. As defensive players, coaches, and referees get used to the new way the game is played, it could be that fines will go along with flags until the point gets made that these tackles are no longer permitted. Shohei Ohtani has spoken. Yesterday afternoon, Ohtani addressed the media to discuss allegations of gambling as they pertain to his ex-interpreter and a reported $4.5 million that was funneled into the account of an illegal sports bookmaker in California. Ohtani stressed that he, quote, never bet on sports or asked for someone to do it on my behalf, unquote, and said Ippe Mizuhara stole money from him and told lies. Ohtani spent 12 minutes addressing the situation but didn't take any questions from reporters. Major League Baseball is investigating the incident, and they're confirmed to have spoken to federal prosecutors about it. Pascal Siakam scored 31 points to lead the Indiana Pacers to a 133-116 win over the Los Angeles Clippers last night. Jordan Poole scored 23 points, and the Washington Wizards won their season-high third straight game, beating the Chicago Bulls 107-105. The Bulls have lost their last three. Dante DiVincenzo scored a career-best 40 points, including a Knicks franchise-record 11 three-pointers, leading New York to a 124-99 rout of Detroit last night for their 15th straight victory over the Pistons. Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter is under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. At issue are prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th. An NBA spokesman told ESPN that the league is looking into it.
Mostly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers this morning, a round of thunderstorms this afternoon, windy and warm, highs near 60. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujo.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.